Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Welcome. That's called radio perfection right there. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Thanks for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. I want to make a point to everybody that if you have a prayer request or a praise report, we want you to give us a call at 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. That's 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. There's a couple things that are going on, kind of swirling all around us, and I want to make sure that we get the opportunity to talk about the various things that are taking place. One of those things that's taking place is, as you know, we have been covering the situation with Maryam Ebrahim, the Sudanese woman who has been, she was released, or she was going to be executed because she was a Christian. She had a baby with her. She was pregnant. She gave birth in jail to another baby. They were releasing her. Our very own Kevin, you know, Coffee with Kevin, he brought up a really good point that our own State Department people were right there while she was being released. And then they came and rearrested her, so why didn't they do something about that? That was a good question. But anyway, so we're staying up on that story. She was rearrested because apparently there was the documentation she had was incorrect. But it wasn't just that it was incorrect. Because it was incorrect, they said that she tried to falsify it, the Sudanese government. And so here's something that came out from Rand Paul. And I think it's an interesting element, and I want you to consider the thought process. Here's what he said, and I'm going to even add to it. He said that there is not one dime of aid, financial aid, should go to any countries that persecute women or Christians, and for that matter, I would say persecute anybody ridiculously. But his idea is on a, from the global stance that America can speak for those who cannot speak for themselves by pulling back the money and not giving aid or telling them your aid is cut off until this is, situation is rectified. I don't normally stand up and applaud for a politician, but I will in this case say the bottom line is he's right. This country should not be giving money. And by that, you know, people are saying, well, what do you, if you don't give money, this will happen. This will happen. No. They should not be giving money to nations that allow a woman to go through a trial where she's going to be executed because she has not decided to become Muslim, but stood in her in the growth of her Christian faith. And the fact that it's not a bigger deal bothers me as a Christian. After all, she's a professing Christian, professingly believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died for her sins. And that's my sister in the Lord. Can't get away from that. And it just bothers me that this country is in support of so many different groups and regimes and governments, financial support. And people have said, well, by golly, we should give no support. Okay. wrong way to go with a dad who knows how to cut the purse strings in a second. Like, give no support. Right, fine. Well, they'll blow up. Okay. Because it's like, stop. You know, what's ridiculous about this, though, is that we support these groups. You know, I can't believe that President Obama can't pick up the phone, call the Sudanese, you know, government, whoever he can contact there, whoever's in charge. Forgive me for not knowing their political reign and how they operate. But I am surprised that he wouldn't be able to do it and say, come on. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's terrible. And I just got an interesting note. I would agree. Somebody said, yeah, well, I can believe it because it's who it is and what we're doing. It's like, yeah, I gotcha. So it's just frustrating to me. I'd like people to keep her in prayer. I just think it's one of those things that that bothers me heavily. And we're going to keep reporting on the story. I want you to keep praying for her. It's one of those things that we should continually pray for. And then again, we offer to you as well. If you need prayer for something or if you have a praise report, call 866-KPRAISE, 866-577-2473. I promise I won't bite your head off. Well, wait, let me rephrase that. Unless you try to pull something that's politically correct, in that case, that's different. Then all bets are off. We're going to go to our Facebook post right now. So let's play our Facebook post music because we haven't played it for a while. And we just want to make sure you guys don't forget what our actual R&B music is. Let's have the R&B.
You want the full version?
Yeah, let's do the full version this one time.
Used a little more cowbell.
Yeah, I could use a little more cowbell. I like that. That's from a great skit, by the way. This is one you're going to be surprised at for this posting. Ready? Daniel. Book of Daniel. We're going into Daniel chapter 4, verse 26. Daniel 4, 26. I don't do a lot of Facebook posts out of Daniel, but this is one that I thought was particularly interesting. And for those that don't know, the Facebook posts, they're just posts that I make in the morning on Facebook, and then I always have a note that goes with them, like a little note thingy, you know, the thingy note. So here's Daniel 4:26. It says this: the command to leave the stump of the tree with its roots means your kingdom will be restored to you when you acknowledge that heaven rules. All right, now watch. This was Nebuchadnezzar. For those that don't know, Nebi, I call him Nebi. Nebi was turned into a cow. And people say, oh, he was turned into a fox. No, he was turned into a cow because he ate grass. But he turned into a cow because he had such pride in his heart. And so he had this dream, and Daniel tells him about the – Daniel interprets the dream and says, dude, you got to repent. I mean, no, you have to repent, like, now. Do something. Give to the poor. Do this better. And Nebi's like, no, I'm just going to stay where I'm at. And so he's walking down his palace, little palace throne area, and he goes, look at this great kingdom that I have built by my strength with my hands. And then, bam, he turns into a, well, God drives him to the animals and kind of turns into a cow. But listen to the passage, okay? Now listen to what Daniel said to Nebi. Listen to what he said. The command to leave the stump of the tree with its roots means that your kingdom will be restored to you when you acknowledge that heaven rules. Now here's the note. Restoration. Ah, see, there's the key, because that's what you and I are always looking for. Restoration follows humility and acknowledgement of God's reign. That's the key. You see that right there? Restoration follows humility and the acknowledgement of God's reign. So when you are like in need of restoration, you know what you need to do? You need to go, you know what? You're the Lord. You're in charge. I acknowledge that heaven rules. I totally support that, and I don't want to be a cow. So you got to kind of do that whole attitude and have it right in the right spirit. The bottom line, restoration follows humility and acknowledgement of God's reign. When you acknowledge that he reigns, it reigns better for you. You get that? That's a big move for you. You get what I'm saying there? I don't want you to miss that. Did you like that? That was actually a pretty good Facebook post, don't you think? I liked it. All right, we're going to break out early and then come back early because I got some other material. I got some other material. I talk really well. Schwell. I do it terrific. Anyway, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. When we come back, are animals more important than people?
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Step out of the everyday and into the tranquility of the spa at La Costa, named the number one wellness spa in the nation. Come for a treatment and stay for the day. Visit Spa at La Costa on weekdays this month and save 30%. Find details at lacosta.com.
Here's today's market update with KPRZ financial editor, certified financial planner Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Good afternoon, friends. Here's today's Wall Street Report. U.S. market inched higher today, recovering from a weak first quarter economic report. But at the close today, the Dow Jones average was up about 49 points at 16,867 on the blue chips. The NASDAQ composite about 29 points higher to 4,379 on the high techs. And the S&P index up a little over 9 points to 1,959 today. All three of the major indexes higher on this Wednesday. I want to remind you, friends, if you don't have your own long-term retirement income strategies in place, that's exactly the kind of work I do for my clients each and every day. We help you to put together the IRAs, Roth IRAs, rollovers, pensions, 401ks, and of course, make important Social Security decisions. Call me for your free consultation with me at 800-727-PLAN. That's the news for the day. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your free consultation at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-7526.
One of my greatest joys is seeing the transition in the students coming in. The students that hardly knew their name and didn't know how to spell it. Seeing them become young adults that have discipline and that have marketable skills is a tremendous joy. In our classrooms, every student has the opportunity to reach their God-given potential. And for us, that's fantastic. No child is going to fall through the cracks. We had one of our students accepted into Harvard as an 11th grader. And in her first semester there, she received straight A's. Another graduate just received his MBA last month from the University of Phoenix. This same gentleman just received the highest score of more than 100 applicants for a position with the City of Coronado. And for us, that's fantastic.
Right now, South Bay Christian Academy is offering KPRZ listeners $1,000 off annual tuition just for mentioning K-Praise. So call today and schedule your free tour. Call South Bay Christian Academy at 619-585-0600. That's 619-585-0600 or visit southbaychristianacademy.com.
Do you need to sell your home? You know, like today? Do you need to sell your home right now? Whether it's a job change, personal matter, or you won the lottery, we are your solution, the strong solution to selling your home. Hi, I'm Martha Strong of the Strong Home Buying Team. And for decades, we've been providing strong solutions for people going through a home selling challenge. We buy homes in any condition, and we offer a fair cash price with no realtor's fees or closing costs. So whether there's cosmetic damage or it's in serious disrepair, we'll give you a free, no obligation quote in 24 hours. We can help.
Call the Strong Home Buying Team today for your free, no obligation quote. Call 844-STRONG-HOMES. That's 844-787-6644. Or visit stronghometeam.com and let the Strong Home Buying Team put you in a stronger position today.
Call us today at 844-787-6644 or visit stronghometeam.com. We can't wait to meet you.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Well, king of the forest, not queen, not duke, not prince. My regal robes of the forest would be satin, a knot, a cotton, a knot, chintz.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We need to do a little bit of history, and then we're going to be talking about a woman who stopped to save a duck. Apparently, that's more important than people. We'll explain that in a second. In this day, June 25th, 1876. Ready? Lieutenant Colonel George A. Custer and all his men were killed by the Sioux and Cheyenne Indians at the Battle of Little Bighorn in Montana. Yikes. Also on this day, it's kind of a weird thing, oceanographer Jacques Cousteau passed away as well, and that was in 1997, as well, 2009, Michael Jackson also passed away on this day. So you had Michael Jackson, Jacques Cousteau, and Colonel Custer. I know there's a story in there. I just don't know what it is. In 1951 on this day, the first commercial color TV program was transmitted by CBS to New York, from New York to Baltimore, Philadelphia, and Boston, and Washington. Interesting. Here's something you don't know about today. Watch this. Today is Log Cabin Day. Log Cabin Day. Today, by the way, officially is also National Catfish Day. National Catfish Day. Okay. All right, folks. So we're going to get into the heart of the matter, so to speak. Another
colloquialism.
That's all I can do. I can never say the word. Colloquial. Forget it. So here's what happened. A woman stopped to save ducklings, apparently. And her stopping to save the ducklings created the death of two people. No, for real, for real. That's not a good story. But what I wanted to bring out there is that from time to time, people, I run into people that believe that animals are on equal plane with humans. That people and animals, it's all the same. It's kind of like the PETA people in their, you know, deeper philosophy. We're all, you know, humans are terrible entities and beings, and cats and doggies are all totally cool and it's just awesome and whatever the case may be. I get to the point where, especially being a scriptural kind of guy, I just go, okay, so here's the bottom line. Jesus did not die for animals, okay? I like Spot. I love Levi. Levi's a great dog. I loved all the dogs I've had in my life thus far. Jesus did not die for Levi, okay? There's a lot of debate as to whether animals, doggies, and cats and so on will be in heaven and so on and so forth. Do you know what? Really? Seriously? That's the issue you have? They will be, they won't be? Hey, how about you just make sure you're there? How about you do that? Let's not worry about it. Make sure you're there. Okay, so the horses go on these races. The Preakness, the Kentucky Derby, and the Belmont Stakes. If they win, they get to then race in the Triple Crown. And what the Triple Crown is, for those that don't know, it's the first horse to Jack in the Box. I forgot about that one. That's a good one. All right. So going back to animals, animals do not have the same value in the eyes of God as people do. And I know people are like, I love my dog. I love my cat. I think that's awesome. I love my rattlesnake. I love my bunny. I think that's terrific. I love my goldfish. That's super. I'm really happy for you. Name him Nemo. Do a movie. Awesome. But the value is not the same for a person and an animal in the eyes of God. Matthew chapter 10, verse 31, it says, so don't be afraid, you are worth more than many sparrows. Matthew chapter 12, verse 12, how much more valuable is a man than a sheep? See, these are really profoundly important elements and questions. Also, for those that do not know, Acts chapter 10, verse 19 through 16, about noon the following day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up to the roof to pray. He became hungry and wanted something to eat, and while the meal was being prepared, he fell into a trance. He saw heaven opened and something like a large sheet being let down to the earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles of the earth and birds of the air. Then a voice told him, get up, Peter, kill and eat. Surely not, Lord, Peter replied. I have never eaten anything impure or unclean. The voice spoke to him a second time. Do not call anything impure that God has made clean. This happened three times. And immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. So the idea that, oh, well, you shouldn't eat animals, you shouldn't do this, you said, really? Then tell God he's wrong. Just go tell him. You're so smart. Go tell God he's wrong. But we should live by this, or we should live by that. Look it. God has made it clean. Let's just use another passage. Just make sure you get it. The Spirit clearly says that in the later times. Oh, you mean this is the stuff that's been going on the last 100 years? In the later times, some will abandon the faith and will follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. For those that don't believe demons can teach people, you're wrong. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars. The demons use the people as the vessel, whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods, which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. So the whole idea is that it's not okay to eat meat or animals. It's ridiculous. It's absurd.
Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Yeah. So here's the point, the whole point of that, and I know I only got a minute to finish, but the whole point of that is this. Animals are a blessing from the Lord to our lives. They're a gift, and they're to be appreciated. And if you decide you're going to eat Elsie the cow, then enjoy it with thanksgiving and gratitude to the Lord. And by the way, if you decide you're not going to eat meat, that's okay too. No judgment on us towards you, us that do eat meat, towards you that don't. No problem. But this ideology that is PETA-minded, that says we're killers because we eat, is so contrary to Scripture and so contrary to God. Remember, PETA, it's a militant, conformity-required, radical, godless group. Okay? If you want to eat meat, eat meat. If you don't want to eat meat, don't eat meat. No judgment from me to you or you to me. Either way. But I'll tell you one thing. Animals are a blessing from the Lord. But Jesus did not die for Levi, my dog. Sorry. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, this makes me want to do a food story.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
Aloha, Britt Johnson here. Get fit and healthy with me at Fit Body Bootcamp and Straight Nutrition. Their life-changing deals are a steal at blackfridayanyday.com. That's blackfridayanyday.com.
This radio station's mission is to tell the world about the love of Jesus Christ. But we also know that the best Christian is an informed Christian. That's why our sister station, Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ, will keep you informed on anything happening you need to know about. Come here for the gospel message. Go there to find out what's happening here and around the world. Together, we can change the world. KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ, and Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ.
Hi, Mark Larson from Mata Vista Village Senior Living Community. Experience the best of senior living at half price right now. That's right. KPRZ is teaming up with Mata Vista Village, offering two residents half price for their entire first year of living. Now, right now, they're offering a studio apartment, normally $2,690 per month, now only $1,345 a month for an entire year. Or a one-bedroom apartment, normally $3,430 a month, now only $1,715. This includes three meals a day, light housekeeping, transportation, and tons of fun activities, Tai Chi, pedaling, function fit classes, so much to do, more than 50 activities a week. Each resident lives in a cottage-style apartment building opening to an outdoor patio and beautifully manicured private grounds and gardens. Only two half-price spots available, so call today. Don't miss out. Experience the best of senior living at half price. Call Mata Vista Village. Mention the half-price deal today. 619-465-1331 or matavistavillage.com.
Navigate from the here and now to the then and there. We all know that death is inevitable and that financial decisions and hardships often arise. These decisions must be made for your family. But what about your church, the place where you find peace, comfort, and love? Is your church prepared for when your pastor moves on or financial hardships hits them? Let the good people at the La Jolla Gateway team of Thrive and Financial show you how your church can implement a plan with little or no cost. Doesn't your church family deserve the same thoughtful consideration and planning as your family? To learn more about KPRZ Project 2100, go to kprz.com or contact Ruth Puentes at 858-455-5227. That's 858-455-5227. KPRZ Project 2100, Thrive and Financial. Planning and peace of mind for tomorrow.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You know, we just did that thing on food, so now I got to do a food article. I can't believe I'm doing a food article before the end of the show, because most of the time I do it at the end of the show. This is, ladies and gentlemen, just bear with me. This is kind of funny. These are some of the most bizarre Oreo flavors in the world. You see, what happens is Oreo has cookies, and they have all these different flavors. A lot of these flavors are not necessarily in the United States. So I found this little article that talked about all the different Oreos from all over the world. And I thought they were just unique enough. Now, some are pretty normal, and you would kind of even get it. They have the limited edition cookie dough Oreo.
Never heard of that one.
That's kind of a unique one. They have the marshmallow crispy Oreo.
I'm glad they're not here or at a store near me. I could eat packages of those.
Okay, here's where it starts to get a little funky. They have candy corn Oreo.
That is a bit weird, but Ron thinks it sounds good.
It's a little weird. They have birthday cake Oreo. Now I'm just sitting there thinking, well, which cake? Because when you're growing up, you get a chocolate cake, you get a vanilla cake. I mean, you get a different
flavors. Does it come with candles?
Well, on the picture, it does. The picture does count. Okay, get ready. Here comes a little more of the bizarre Lime-Aide Oreos. What? Yeah, I don't know about that. It's a green lime filling in between the two cookies.
What about Cheesecake Oreo?
I'm not seeing that one. Here is, in Japan, Oreo's green tea ice cream flavored Oreos.
That sounds like something out of Japan.
Here's another thing out of Japan. Double fruit orange and mango Oreo. And it's written in Japanese. You didn't know I could read Japanese. No. Hi. Here's one that I really do want. There's two left. One more from Japan. Double fruit raspberry blueberry Oreo.
Ironically, that may be good.
I might go for that. That's not bad. But here's my favorite. Oreo, it's called Oreo times three. It's a three-layered Oreo. And I've seen the doubles, but I've never seen the triple.
Are they here at home in the States?
No, this is in... comes out of... it's still a Kraft's food, but it's somewhere else. I don't know where they're putting this thing. Al-Fajr. So I'm going to go, no, not here. Or Gesundheit, one of the two.
Have one of those and take a nap.
Yeah, I'm thinking that wow, that's
Ron is voting. I have to say it because Ron keeps saying it. He's voting for a kielbasa Oreo.
You know, that's an interesting thought right there. We can make our own Oreo cookie flavors right here on this show and suggest them to Kraft and see how they feel about that. So they should have like a peanut butter and jelly Oreo cookie, shouldn't they?
See, that actually sounds good.
Doesn't that sound good? You know, or, you know, butterscotch with, you know, vanilla kind of thing, like that kind of thing.
Boston cream pie Oreo.
Oh, very good. I'm very impressed with that. All right, we're going to do a DDD, and the reason that we're going to do a DDD is because somebody's going to say something mean to me if I don't. So
actually, we can't. I'm hungry.
Yeah. I know that does make you hungry when you start talking about food on the air. Okay, this is another one out of Thessalonians. I'm just rolling in Thessalonians. I only have one more chapter to go in my devotional part of it, but we'll see where that goes. This is 1 Thessalonians 5:14. I'm gonna read what the translation is, but I'm gonna give a kind of the alternate where it comes from the Greek when we get into this. 1 Thessalonians 5:14. It says this, and we exhort you, brothers, warn those who are lazy, comfort the discouraged, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Very simple passage, 1 Thessalonians 5:14, and we exhort you, brothers, warn those who are lazy, comfort the discouraged, help the weak, be patient with everyone. First of all, the warn the lazy. So there's a couple of variation or translations in the Greek. One of them is understanding that the Greek word for lazy is atektos, which is a kind of a deviation from the way, the pattern, or the rule. It's kind of a deviating from the pattern. So when it says warn the lazy, some people in the Greek translations think that means, the element of working. Other people think that means the element of walking upright. We'll just use the translation that we have with us because it applies either way. Warn the lazy. People that are lazy are not work challenged. They are not work challenged. They're lazy. And you're coming up with, well, he has a disease. What is it? Laziness? So it's like, here's the thing. You get this idea where, well, you don't really want to call that person lazy. Well, do they kind of refuse to work? Do they think, oh, there could be a lion in the street, so I'm not going to get out of bed. I'm just going to sit here. That's called lazy. Well, Dave, it has a disease name. Yeah, it's called sin. That's the disease, sin, and lazy is the specific diagnosis. So warn the lazy. Don't be that way. Contribute. Be a part of. And I will say this. You can be lazy in different realms. You can be lazy in your Bible reading. And then you know what? That's a bad idea. Don't do that. You can be lazy in prayer. That's a bad idea. You can be lazy in church. That's a bad idea. So here's your warning. Don't do those things. The second thing that verse says is comfort the discouraged. And this one is the one that caught my eye as I'm doing my devotions. Comfort the discouraged. People that are down, people that are discouraged. You know, courage has to do with the strength of the heart. And a discouragement is the elimination of that. So there's a lacking of the heart. There's no strength from within. It's being disconnected, so to speak. And the scripture tells us to comfort the discouraged. When you come across somebody that's down and out, comfort them, encourage them, strengthen them, take their discouragement and bring encouragement into it. I'm telling you, I promise, when you get out of yourself and you get into others and working towards helping others do well, you will find an immediate wellness comes to you. It's not only is it specifically scriptural, but there's also some, I don't know if it's real or not, but scientific evidence where when you do things for others, it releases a certain element in your brain, a certain chemical gets released, and it's a feeling or response that is a blessing for you. So pour yourself into others and watch as God designs you to be blessed because of it. That's just cool stuff. There's nothing weird about it. It's just cool. And then it says, help the weak. And that's people who are physically weak or spiritually weak. Help them. So you got this. You got to warn people. You got to comfort people. You got to help people. And then the last thing it says is be patient with everyone. That's the hard one. Don't lie. That's hard. It's difficult from time to be patient. And actually, the Greek word for being patient is comes directly from the lexicon is don't lose heart with them. Don't lose heart with them. And by that, it's connecting to a person and feeling for a person and touching to a person. Don't lose that. You know, be patient. Be willing to endure. Patience is, you know, people, I know we've said this for years, and I've said it too. You know, don't pray for patience because God will teach it to you. You know what? You want to be like Jesus? Pray for patience. I mean, I tell you not to so you don't have to go through the trial. Hey, guess what? You should want to be like Jesus. You see what I'm saying? You should want that. You got me? You got me there? Okay. So warn the lazy, comfort the discouraged, help the weak, and be patient. That's what we're exhorted to do. Great? Great. Okay, we're going to break right here. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're coming right back.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? California Mentors Family Home Agency is seeking loving families with an available room in their home to share their lives with an adult with special needs. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com.
A dripping, humid, 92-degree Sunday morning in Caretta, Philippines. Pastor Norberto, his wife, and two daughters ride the tricycle taxi along a rough 8-mile path to their destination, the cemetery. But today is no funeral. It's a worship service for the families who live among the cemetery tombs. Pastor Norberto's congregation, too poor to afford homes. On this Sunday, the people here praise God for his abundant blessing. 15 chairs donated for the worship service. Praise God. Today, pastor's wife will lead the singing, the message, the blessing of giving. Amazing. But then, we serve an amazing Lord. We're White Fields Ministries. We train and support indigenous pastors to start churches in Asia, South America, Africa, and the Middle East. Our pastors need your prayers.
Visit whitefields.org to see their specific needs, read their stories, and pray for them. Because no pastor should be a stranger. Whitefields.org.
I'm Nicole Sanders, and I'm a cash call mortgage agent. I love my job because I do a ton of loans and save my customers a ton of money. Customers like Jim.
I figured I could refinance and save money, but I kept procrastinating. Finally, I called 866-590-CASH, and in about 5 minutes, Nicole told me how much I could save and how easy the process would be. Best of all, their fee was less than $500.
Because we do so many mortgages, we charge just $495 to close any loan, anytime. And our rates can be much lower than what you've got now. Like today's 30-year fixed at 4.125% rate, 4.148 APR.
Cash Call is saving me big bucks every month, plus I pulled $100,000 cash out of my house. I should have called sooner.
I helped Jim, and I'd like to help you too. Call us at 866-590-CASH. That's 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License Number 603-8780. NMLS Number 38512.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola. Bugs and rodents. Keeping pests out of your home is a never-ending battle because they like your home. It's very inviting, and they won't take no for an answer. They just keep trying to come back in. So we offer a choice of pest control methods and treatments. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. And our termite control is legendary. Ecola finds them and kills them dead. We provide complete pest control using family-friendly, pet-friendly methods that are mother-approved. I know. As a mother, how awful it feels to discover insects or rodents in your home. So it's important to me to make sure that our treatments are effective. Call us at Ecola for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $50 off any initial treatment. Call us, Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a five-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-539-0600. A five-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can do so by sending an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Also, go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And then follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because Schmanda. Yeah, I haven't done that for a while. It's fun doing that every once in a while. Let's take a look at the weather.
Are you sure you've had experience as weathermen?
Of course we're experienced. Don't we look like weathermen?
Okay, go ahead.
I can't remember what I said the weather was in the beginning, the first hour. I think I said it was like very beautiful or awesome or something like that. So I'm just going to say it's fantastical.
Yeah, it made me not want to come back from lunch.
Yeah, I mean, you're just looking outside going, yeah, I'm going to see you outside in just a little minute. You know, how's he like that? That was good. All right. Traffic looks actually crummy. So if you're on the road, have a little bit of patience and take a deep breath, and it's okay. It's all good. Don't worry about it. It's all fine. It'll be great. Don't worry. Again, I want to remind people, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, you call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. That's 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. We got some big things happening in the next couple weeks. Plus, don't forget July 4th. Wow and wow. Wow and what? July 4th. Wow. I'm really excited for July 4th. I do want to say, though, that we have to deal with the harsh realities of some real intense financial scenarios. So, Robo Producer, please lead us in.
I'm so
ladies and gentlemen, here's the bottom line, and we'll play that one more time on the way out of this because this is just the best, okay? And we won't, not on the exit, but on the exit of this actual little this thing right here. Bill Clinton has come out now, and under the auspices of damage control for political lives.
What did I do?
He's defending his wife, Hillary. He's defending her. I don't do impressions very good, do I? That's not a very good impression. I do Pinocchio.
Don't quit your day job.
Yeah, I can do Pinocchio, though. I'm not a real boy. That I can.
Yes, you can do that.
I can do that one. That's how I talk to the dog sometimes, which really becomes an issue. Anyway, Bill Clinton defends his wife Hillary's dead broke comment by saying it was factually true. Now, keep in mind, this is people that since they left the White House till today, they have made $100 million. Okay? And I'm just going to go out on a limb and say when they left the White House, they probably had enough money to fill up their gas tank. I don't think they really understand what the word broke means, okay? I mean, here's what we're talking broke. Let's be honest, folks. You know what broke is? Like to go to McDonald's, not going to McDonald's.
Can't go to McDonald's.
Right
can't
now,
order up the 99-cent menu.
Can't get enough. Can't get the gas in the car to get to McDonald's. Can't buy that dollar burger. Can't come back and eat it. Can't do it. It's not in the budget.
Dinner, lunch meat.
Yeah. I mean, when we're talking this way, we're talking, well, that's people don't like. People are like that a lot. And people think, oh, that was just when you were in your teens. You know what? I started several different careers. Every time I start, apparently I have not learned the lesson of starting with a cushion. I don't know what my problem is. I have severe problems with that. But anyway, the bottom line is because you start in faith. You see, I like things birthed in faith. I think those are the best things in the world. But the bottom line of the broke part is I don't think they understand what broke is. And his response was she is not out of touch with people because she goes shopping at a grocery store. Wait, hold on. Back up. She's not out of touch with people because she goes shopping at a grocery store. Doesn't everybody go shopping at a grocery store? what am I? Everybody does that. If you're even talking about that you don't go or you go, something's wrong. I mean, who doesn't go to the grocery store? I got to get some milk. Oh, Jeeves, would you get on your bike and go to the store for me and get some milk?
Go directly to the source and go to the cow.
Yeah, unless you have a farm or something. I don't, it's like, what? How could you even make that statement? You're identifying her as a regular person because she goes to the grocery store? Wouldn't that be 99.99999% of all people in the United States? You're losing me on this. See, this is the thing. And don't get offended. I'm not talking about people that are on food stamps, which, you know, I don't begrudge people on food stamps unless it's for a lifetime. I'm not buying that program. Unless there's a genuine disability. I'm not buying the rise in disabilities right now. But if it's a genuine, I support that.
But now and again, people need a little assistance.
Right. But you still got to go to the grocery store to use the food stamps. See, it doesn't make it. Are you telling me? I can't believe that Bill Gates and Linda, and is it Linda's his wife or something? The Gates family, the Bill Gates.
Mrs. Gates.
Mrs. Gates. I can't believe that they don't go to a grocery store. They don't go to a grocery store? They could just buy one and have it right there, and they'd still go. But my point is, $100 million, folks. This song reflects how I feel about this situation. They don't understand this when I go through this.
I'm so broke. I'm so, and I'm so broke.
Ay, 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 ay. You know what I'd say right now? Oy vey is mir. That's what I'm
oy
saying.
Vey oy vey is mir, David.
Oh, my goodness. And see, now people will get mad at me about this, but here's the reality. So, Dave, now that's a cheap shot. No, apparently it's a $100 million shot. But anyway,
the broke shot.
Yeah, the bottom line is we are supposed to be ultimately rich towards heaven. I mean, we're supposed to be laying up treasures in heaven. We're supposed to be rich towards the kingdom of God. There's nothing wrong at all with a person amassing a fortune that they can use in a good stewardship fashion, blessing people with it. That's all good. But money should always be a tool, a means to an end to get to somewhere. And in our society, unfortunately, we define success as people with money. That's our definition, another humanity element. When true success, true biblical success is obedience, period. It's like, what? No, that's it. Sorry. If you obey God, you're successful. That's it. That's what made. See, in God's mind, in God's economy, there's one level of success. And in man's economy, there's another level of success. Here's the thing I'm going to tell you. You're going to live 60, 70, 80, 90, oh, by the grace of God, 100 years. And then you're in God's economy. And that one doesn't go 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, or 100 years. That one goes on and on and on and on. So my strongest advice, as which Paul gave in 1 Timothy chapter 6, is to be wealthy in the long-term divine economy. Because this economy, it be short. It be short, short. God's economy, it be long, long, long. One is eternal, the other temporal. Oh, I don't know. What do you think will pay off the best for the longest? Uh-huh. Be rich in the things of the kingdom. Be rich in good works. Be rich in advancing. Be rich in heaven. Be rich in laying up treasures, you know, where they're supposed to be laid up, where moth and rust cannot corrupt. Be rich that way. Then, by God's definition, you're rich. Not by man's definition. When's the last time we got something right? Are you kidding? My encouragement is to understand where the real riches is. And my take out of this article is that Bill and Hillary maybe they're Christians. I have no idea what the real faith is. It's not fair for people to really say they are or aren't Christians. I mean, I don't know them in that way. But I know what they don't understand. And that,
I'm so
it broke. There you go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Great song play. When we come back, we got more fun for everyone.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
It's a very powerful and precise way to fight cancer. Proton therapy targets the cancer while minimizing damage to healthy tissue. Scripps Proton Therapy Center is now open. Call 1-800-SCRIPPS or visit scripps.org/proton-therapy.
Honey, do we have any extra blood to give?
Why?
Because I just got our electric bill and we can't afford it.
Maybe we should look into solar.
How do you look into solar?
Well, I heard that Current Solar will come to your home and do a free review on whether solar can help us or not.
Yeah, well, how much does it cost?
Free, honey. It's free.
Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Current Solar Contracting will not rest until they bring you an amazing level of satisfaction for their services. Current Solar Contracting will help you lower your electric bill. They have a ridiculous amount of referrals and friends, and Current Solar Contracting wants to do business with people that are partners, not just client lists. So here's what you need to do. Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com and get a free monitoring system with your installation when you mention KPRZ. How cool or warm, whatever.
When San Diego's Christian community needs wisdom on their future, they trust the law offices of Larry Copenbarger. For decades, the Copenbarger family has provided estate planning seminars at churches throughout Southern California. Larry and Judy are available to meet with you personally to give your family or business the same multidimensional personal attention they give ministries and Christian organizations. Christian radio listeners appreciate the wise counsel they receive from a biblical perspective in creating living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. It really boils down to peace of
mind for you, your family, and your business. You really can get your financial house in perfect order. Call Larry and Judy. They'll take care of everything for you. Call and arrange your meeting with Larry Copenbarger. The Copenbargers have dedicated their lives to the service of God's people. Offices in Mission Valley, in Del Mar, and in Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. 888-738-3184. Do you want to make a difference while earning extra income? Do you have an extra bedroom that's unused? Make your house a home for someone special. California Mentor is passionate about matching adults with special needs with loving families like yours. Bring your heart and your home while earning a generous monthly stipend. For more information, go to mentorswanted.com or call 855-MENTOR-2. That's 855-MENTOR-2. 855-636-8672.
This radio station's mission is to tell the world about the love of Jesus Christ. But we also know that the best Christian is an informed Christian. That's why our sister station, Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ, will keep you informed on anything happening you need to know about. Come here for the gospel message. Go there to find out what's happening here and around the world. Together, we can change the world. K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ, and Intelligent Talk 1170 KCBQ. Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
There'll be whales here.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Okay, so you're not going to believe it. I mean, it's just one of those unbelievable things, but I'm going to do a DDD. It's not going to be on what you think it is, because normally we go out and we'll try to do a DDD at the end of the show that's all, like, you know, up and, you know, encouraging, and I'm kind of hoping that this is somewhat encouraging, but sometimes you have to get the fullness of a lesson to get the fullness of a lesson. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 through 27. Ooh, where are you going, Dave? I just told you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 and 27. Oh, okay. Here's what it says, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be mad at me. I didn't write it. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and don't give the devil an opportunity. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not give the devil an opportunity. Number one, yes, you can be angry and not sin. Anger in and of itself and by itself is not the sin. There are times when there's a righteous indignation that comes from person to person or person to circumstance, I suppose, if you can be angry at a circumstance. Being angry at God, bad idea. I mean, I know we do it, but it's just a bad idea because he's never wrong, so I wouldn't do that. But you can be angry and not sin. You can be angry with the way your kids are acting. You can be angry with the way your parents are acting. You can be angry in any of those situations. When unrighteousness shows itself or sin shows itself, you can be angry. But here's the key. You can't keep on being angry. You can't stay angry. You can't live in anger. It says, be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger. In other words, don't let it keep going. Your anger cannot be the Energizer Bunny. Can't be it. You can't, you know, keeps going and going and no. If you have a continual element of anger, there's another issue going on. And an interesting statement from which the Holy Spirit is communicating to you and I is exceedingly important is when he says this to us. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and don't give the devil an opportunity. An extended anger is an open door for Satan to make a connection to us. Did you hear what I said? An extended anger. Anger that's extended, that goes beyond the sun going down, anger that lasts longer than it's supposed to, is an open door for Satan to make contact to us. You got to watch that. You can't give the enemy any space like that. If you're mad about something or mad at someone, you know, there's one thing that Christians hardly ever talk about, and that's like, you know, divorces and spouses and the whole thing and the anger that's there and so on and so forth. You know what? Extended anger is an open door for the enemy. Don't give the enemy. Oh, you don't understand. I understand. You want to pray for the person. You don't want to associate with the person. I get it. But being angry all the time is a very bad place to be. It shows that there's a lot of hardness in our hearts when we do that. I think that's the thing. If you're angry, like I can get angry at a situation, and then, you know, actually usually it's the Lord uses my wife to kind of like brings it down like 900 notches. But once I'm done, okay, I'm done, and that's it. If I hold on to it and hold on to it and hold on to it and hold on to it, it forms into a bitterness, and the bitterness forms into resentments, and resentments forms into anger with God. It's like all the wrong direction stuff. Like, ugh. Here's the key. If you're going to be angry, make sure it's a righteous anger. If it keeps going, you got to put an end to it. You have to cut the enemy off from making a connection to you. If you don't know how to do it, you need to ask the Lord to help you. Say, Lord, I'm mad at this person. I can't stop being mad. I need your help so I'm not mad all the time. You know, if I can just ignore them or just pray for them and let it go, that would be great. So you can be angry, but you don't have to sin. You don't have to give the enemy that opportunity. I strongly encourage you not to give the enemy any open doors like that. It's a funny thing that when we talk about spouses and exes and so on, if people get all like, ooh, you can't be talking about that. Yeah, I can. I'll talk about what I want. The show's got my name on it. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is don't stay angry. Have mercy. Have grace. Have forgiveness like God does for you. Because he could stay angry at us, but he doesn't. Get me? Got me? Good. All right, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. Taking a 22-hour break, coming back with more insanity with Spoonanity. Who's having more fun than us? Nobody. We'll see you tomorrow.